This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The company Planetary Resources has put up a Kickstarter campaign for the world's first crowdfunded space telescope. Why? To encourage space exploration, of course, but also to detect asteroids that could be captured and mined for precious metals. One of the campaign's supporters is Bill Nye, the science guy.
You can either go out to the asteroid, scrape up some of it, and fly back, or you can drag the asteroid to some closer place where you can get to it with bigger spaceships, I suppose. The main thing is find them all, or find as many as you can.
And that's why we're talking a little bit about a space telescope today, right? What might a sort of publicly available, crowdfunded space telescope do for us?
Asteroids are, as the saying goes, it's like looking for a charcoal briquette in the dark. It's just really difficult. And so that's the idea behind the B612 Foundation Sentinel mission. It should be a space telescope pointing out with its back to the sun. And then you would look for the sunlight or the infrared sunlight bouncing off these charcoal briquette asteroids. So while we're talking about planetary science.
Yes.
Quite reasonable in the next 10 years, somebody will find an asteroid with our name on it and want to mount a mission to do something about it.
You mean with our name on it as in headed straight for us?
Headed for the Earth, yeah. You need to change their speed and direction about 2 millimeters a second. A 10 millionth is all you need to deflect it.
Which is really all you got to do is sneeze on it, right?
Yeah, right. But you got to get out there to be sneezing. And so the Planetary Society has this cool idea. I just think it's just cool. The laser bees, where we take solar energy on solar panels and point lasers onto an asteroid and evaporate the surface, and the ejected material would have enough momentum to change its speed.
How far are we away from legitimately protecting ourselves from and maybe learning from and even mining asteroids?
Well, I mean, the future is always farther than you think. So 20 years, I guess.
You're sort of an ambassador in some ways.
That's a great word. I really like that word.
What has surprised you most, or what do you feel like has been a big challenge for you in getting people to understand what science is about?
Well, that science is a subject that you don't need to master. I don't want everybody in the world to become an engineer, but you want all taxpayers and voters to appreciate the bounty that the process of science has brought to our society. And so as a science ambassador, my goal has been to engage as many young people as possible in the PB&J, the passion, beauty, and joy of science, so that we will have enough engineers to address these problems in the coming decades. And we'll see.
Bill Nye, the science guy, CEO of the Planetary Society, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.